Are you ready?
Yeah.
About 30 seconds. All right. Good morning. I will call to order our, I guess, regularly scheduled, but it's our organizational meeting for 2014 on this January 2nd. I ask if everyone would please join the board as we honor America with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, welcome to 2014. First item on our agenda is public comment number one. This is an opportunity for members of the public to comment on items on today's agenda. Anybody wishing to do so? Seeing no one moving, we'll go on to consideration of minutes. This is the December 10th and December 17th minutes.
Move approval. I submit it.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any corrections or notations? Clinton.
Aye.
Toot.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Minutes pass. Consideration of personnel action. Board, we have everything as listed.
Move approval.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Clinton?
Aye.
Toot?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Personnel actions passed. Consideration of claims. These are...
Anyone can take this one. You guys can flip
this. This is a good one. Good claims week to start the year.
Move approval.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Clinton, or Toot?
Aye.
Clinton?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Claims passed. Organization of the board. I think I will stop here and I will say... how much I have enjoyed and appreciated being chair of the board for 2013. Really, really proud of a lot of what we've accomplished together. A couple of the high points from my perspective were first balanced budget in more than 25 years. Wayne, the goals that we've finally put together, comprehensive goals that we put together over your head, getting actually in the ground in Dakin's Lake. Continuing to cut spending. I just appreciate you guys so much. I enjoy working with you. I think that 2014 is a huge year for this board, not only the mental health redesign, but we have several issues really coming down the pike. I think it is really, really important that we continue the strides we're making. We've got to have the right person as chair, and so for that reason, I am honored to nominate Paul Toot as chair of the board for 2014.
I would second that motion, but I was going to try to beat you to it, but I thought maybe you...
I wasn't going to give you a word in edgewise. Discussion.
Yep, yep.
All right.
Okay.
I guess I'll go. Sanders, aye. Clinton,
aye.
Toot,
aye.
Okay. Chair of the board, congratulations. Give us 30 seconds while we rearrange.
Rearrange. Just slip the little...
This is your time if you want to switch chairs, Clinton.
Yeah, where do you want to sit?
It's up to you.
I'm happy.
I'm happy where I'm at, so it doesn't matter.
Throws things off being over here on the left.
This is closer to the restroom. I don't have to walk as many steps. Well, you've never been over there, see? You've always been here.
No, this is where I was for the first couple months.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
When I came in as a replacement ref.
That's right.
That smooth transition of power. That's what's beautiful about a democracy.
Yeah.
Rights. Okay, that takes us down to the consent agenda.
We got vice chair
and PIO. If we
the day
decide
and
to
time
go.
Of regular meetings.
We got first of all vice chair. We have to deal with the vice chair.
Consider your
okay. I would
doing fine.
You're doing fine. Yeah. Okay.
I would,
Mr. Chair. I think a couple things before I place a motion there. In previous years, we've tried to look at the progression, and now that Rick has served as chair and then you as chair, normal progression would be for me to serve as vice chair, moving up the following year. However, as you all know, that I've served as the chair for 4 years prior to this, And I would not have a problem if Supervisor Sanders would want to chair, be vice chair this year, or I will be willing to accept it. It's kind of up to him. I realize that there's a lot of things going on and busy year for us all, but I just wanted to basically say that as far as I'm concerned, it would not be an issue whichever way we decide to go. So I'll just leave it up to you.
Yeah, and I'll throw it right back at you, Wayne. You do a great job as both vice chair and chair. And I think if we want to stick with the progression, let's do that. Otherwise, I know you've got lots on your plate with now serving on the ISAC board and continuing to chair the region. So really your call as far as I'm concerned.
Well, my call would be, as I really analyze it, I would just like to see you guys, see you take the vice chairmanship again this year. You know, this will still allow me, because I know I'm going to be missing a few more meetings with those two different assignments, and then I have a regional health equity meeting, a council that I serve on too, that I will miss a few meetings. So I would nominate Rick Sanders to serve as vice chair for 2014.
I'll second that motion. Clinton?
Aye.
Toot? Aye. Sanders?
Aye.
Congratulations, Mr. Vice Chair.
Excited to serve.
Okay. Now, let me call. In previous years, Mr. Chair, we've had a PIO, and when under my chairmanship and you guys first came on board, I thought a good idea would be to get all three involved in some aspect, and so I recommended at that time, I believe you were the first PIO that we selected at the time that I was chair. A year ago, in normal progression, the chair basically is the official representative of the board, but we can designate a PIO with the understanding that all three board members can address the public as necessary, but if we do want to just designate a PIO, we certainly can basically do that, understanding that the chair normally fills that role.
We didn't have one last year, and I didn't notice that that we really needed one. So
just yeah.
Okay.
So we can just
stick with a chair and a vice chair.
Okay. Sounds good.
So the next is to set the time, date and time of regular meetings.
I would move that we remain at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, with the option to modify as necessary.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Clinton?
Aye.
Sanders?
Aye.
Toot? Aye.
I have to get back into this motion and seconding. It's a, yeah. Yeah.
So we're back to where we're at. We will remain at Tuesday mornings at 10 o'clock for our regular board meetings.
Okay.
Now we can move on to the consent agenda. So it looks like we've changed number 11. Is that correct, Shelley? Planning and Zoning Commission to Scott Wall to fill. Interim ending 12/31/15. Other than that, it looks like everything else is good to go.
And I'll move the consent agenda with the noted change.
Second.
Any additional? Sanders?
Aye.
Clinton?
Aye.
Toot? Aye. The consent agenda is approved. We're down to public hearing items. There are no public hearing items listed. Additional items. Consideration of appointment for the Go Green Coordinator for a one-year term ending 12/31/14 for Terry Loneman and John Austin. I don't see either one of them here.
I am.
Okay. So we'll save that for a later meeting when they can both be here.
I think more than anything, we probably just need to have their discussion regarding how where the county is at this point in time. This was a big initiative for us a few years ago. We're still doing some things. We still have the Green Initiative as our focal point. The question is whether we are doing as much in collaboration with other communities or the state of Iowa or the nation as we did when this was first started. So I think it would be a good idea to have discussion with them prior to making any appointments as we move forward.
Both of them are listed here because they kind of split the position of coordinator. They share that position. So we will touch base with them and get them on the agenda here as soon as possible.
Good.
Discussion and consideration of appointment for the Boost Together for Children, Boone Story County ECI Area Board, and the DCAT Board.
Traditionally, guys, this has we've appointed one member to serve on each of those boards. However, when we were doing that, that was back when it was simply the Empowerment Board of Story County. Currently, I'm an active member of the DCAT board here in Story County, and an inactive member of the Boost Together for Children, simply because I view it, there are many topics that come up where I view a real conflict of interest there. My suggestion would be that we have one of us serve on the Boost board, which is a combination of Boone and Story County, and one of us serve on the DCAT board. That would be my suggestion.
And I think it's important that we have representation on both boards. And if you feel that there's a conflict, then we need to.
Do they meet at separate times?
Yeah.
Okay. What are the meeting dates? Do you know offhand?
DCAT is generally, it's either the second or third Friday of the month at 1:30 p.m. And Boost, it feels like, is an evening meeting, a 5:30 meeting. And I want to say it's either on Wednesday or Thursday night, one day a month.
And so are your recommendation basically is to have a board member, a supervisor, one serve on Boost and one serve on DCAT, split
yeah.
that up rather than having yeah, one
and
person.
And actually, I'll go a step further than that. My recommendation is that Paul Toot take Boost and I remain with the DCAT.
This is one that you don't need necessarily an alternate for. Is that correct, basically? Are you a voting member on that? Okay. All right. Just wanted to have that clarification.
Yeah, I have not voted in any Boost matters in 2013, simply, again, because I felt like there was a potential conflict of interest there.
Okay. Okay. I would move the recommendation then to have Paul Toot serve as the Boost representative and you serve as the DCAT representative.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders?
Aye.
Toot? Aye. Discussion and consideration of appointment of the Safety Committee and Wellness Committee.
Well, Wayne, you've been serving on the Safety Committee and doing a great job. I served on the Wellness Committee as chair of the Board of Supervisors this last year. I believe that the Wellness Committee in their conversations would like to continue to keep the chair of the board as their representative, simply because we are really dealing with ISAC-related issues. There. It's a group that Alyssa really runs as much as anything. But that would be my recommendation, and I'll make it a motion, move that Clinton continue to serve as our representative to the Safety Committee, and that our chair, in this case Paul Toot, serve on the Wellness Committee.
Okay, I will second that motion.
Any further discussion? Sanders?
Aye.
Clinton?
Aye.
Toot? Aye. Discussion and consideration of liaison assignments. This is just to see if anybody has any desire to change. I think it's worked pretty well in the past.
I'm happy. Yeah. It's up to you guys.
Yeah, I'm happy where I'm at, and I really enjoy it. And I, as I say, so we can continue.
So then, just to make it formal, I'll move that we continue our existing liaison assignments.
Okay, second.
Motion to second. Any further discussion? Sanders?
Aye.
Clinton?
Aye.
Aye. No agency reports or departmental reports, other reports, liaison assignments, and committee meetings. Mr. Clinton.
No liaison assignments, so pass on anything else.
And Mr. Sanders.
Pass.
And I will pass. Public forum number two. Comments from the public on items not on this agenda. The board may not take action on the comments due to the requirements of the open meetings law, but may do so in the future. Seeing nobody moving towards the mic.
Not Scott Wall. Scott Wynn.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I say Scott Wall?
Yeah, you did say Wall. Because I was wondering.
Oh yeah, because it kind of looks like that.
We had two who rotated off. Daryl Veggie was one. Who was the other member that rotated off?
Steve Gass.
Yeah, the mayor from Maxwell.
I
think that's what I did say, because, yeah, Wendt. Should be Scott Wendt. Okay, thank you. Announcements from the supervisors?
couple things. One is I met with Amy Cooler's Charlie and I right before the Christmas break on Connect the Nation. We will be strategizing and trying to reach out to the other entities, all the librarians in Story County. I would like to try to set up a meeting with representatives of the City of Ames, Nevada, and Huxley that have not come on board yet, but do have a presence of broadband in those particular communities, in order for us to complete the data information that needs to be there. It is our goal as a county to be designated as one of the counties that is fully on board with Connect the Nation. We would be expecting sometime yet in the spring where the governor and lieutenant governor would come up here and make a formal acknowledgement presentation of that. But in order to do so, the survey that went out, there's still a couple holdovers, and I think Drew may be a little bit familiar with this because I was with the representative in the City of Ames, and Drew, I certainly would welcome you to sit in with that. We can set up this meeting. But I do think it's important that we share with them that what we're really trying to do is just to find out where who the number of businesses are that currently have services. What are other potential businesses that could come on board? Because I do think this whole area of broadband expansion is going to be something that we're going to hear quite a bit more about. Amy did send me a kind of a outline of some of the things, and just this past couple days ago, the STEM advisory group gave the report to the governor as were required, and this will be brought forth to the legislators, hopefully with some additional funding that may come up that would help some of these smaller communities and rural communities be connected to broadband. So that's something I want you guys to be in tune with. I'll keep you posted. I might even need you to do a little arm twisting with a couple of people that we need to talk to about that as we move forward. So that's our big issue. And then a couple of the others will actually come up a little bit later, and I'll mention it. I'm probably going to attend the Regional 7 Health Equity Council meeting in Kansas City. I've been serving on this committee for the last 2 years, and this will be our annual face-to-face meeting. But I've got to send in all the information. My expenses will be reimbursed. Thank goodness that the government now is back in session. Last year we were unable to meet because it was during the shutdown and they couldn't appropriate the funds for us to attend a meeting in Omaha. So looks like I will be attending the Regional Health Equity Council meeting, and then I'll update you on that. But other than that, it's
about thanks, Pass.
I'd just like to extend this board's condolences to the family of Johnny Orr. Did a huge amount for Iowa State University and the state of Iowa. And in my former career, I was fortunate enough to collect a autograph from Mr. Orr on the bottom of a uniform traffic citation. So
on a traffic citation.
I've still got that. So I would move for adjournment.
And I'll second.
So move.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Yeah.